All right, tonight, if you will, take your Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to be looking at a number of verses tonight. Probably every Gospel will be looking at something in these four different books. We're going to be dealing with a subject tonight. One of the miracles of the Lord, and it's the only miracle that is found in all four Gospels. And tonight I want us to look in Matthew chapter 14. We'll begin reading in verse number 13. I'm going to be bringing a message tonight. I put a title to it. I always try to title a message. Maybe it helps me, and hopefully it helps you to remember. I'm going to be dealing tonight with a boy who had a story to tell. And I believe we'll look at these verses and we'll note this young man and how the Lord used what he had for His honor and for His glory. Matthew chapter number 14, verse number 13. When Jesus heard it, He departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. When His people had heard thereof, they followed Him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and He healed their sick. And when it was evening, His disciples came to Him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they say unto Him, We have here but five loaves and two fishes. He said, Bring them hither to me. And He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and He took the five loaves, the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, He blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to His disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Now in this particular passage of Matthew, it does not give us the details of how they came about of getting those five loaves and two fish. But when we read the other accounts of this, you'll find that there was a young boy, there's a young man there, that he had five loaves, two fish, and He gave them over to the disciple, and He gave them that they might be used to help feed the multitude. Even the disciples were very discouraged when they saw that, and they said, all we have is this five loaves, two fish. I'll find that in the Scriptures that many times the disciples were detrimental to the work of the Lord. Many times it was the disciples that said, send the children away. Send them away because we don't have the facility, we don't have the time. Sometimes the multitude would press upon the Lord and they would discourage them from coming to Christ. And even here in our passage tonight that we read, we find that they asked the Lord, said, send them away, the day is far spent. The evening is coming upon us, and send them into the villages where they can buy their own food and have their own nourishment. The amazing thing about this, there's 5,000 men. And that's besides the women and the children. But we're going to be looking tonight at this miracle that's recorded, and this is the only miracle that the Lord did that's recorded in all four Gospels. It's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Many of the miracles are in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but John doesn't have a lot of the things, as his is a little different type of Gospel. But in this passage and the other passages that we'll be looking at, we see this lad that has a lunch, and he deals and brings it to the Lord. Even that within itself, that would be a good message, the lad, the lunch, and the Lord. The message here is given, and we find that the Lord tells us in these other particular passages. Let's just read a few verses. I have them here printed out. You don't have to turn to them. But Mark chapter 6 is one of the other, and it's pretty much the same passage. It says, and the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told Him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And He said to them, Come ye yourselves apart into the desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately, and the people saw them departing. They knew him, and they ran afoot thither of all the cities, and went them, and came together to him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was far spent, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and now his time is far past. Send them away, that they may go to the country round about, and to the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." And he answered and said to them, "Give ye them to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" He said, "How many loaves have you?" And so the story goes on. And he's given there the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then in Luke, he gives us the same, pretty much the same account. They said, "Send the multitude away, that they may go to the towns and lodge and get victuals, for we have here in a desert place." And he says, "Give them to eat." And they said, "We have but 5 loaves and 2 fish." We do not know that there's a boy involved until you get to the Gospel of John. When you come to John's Gospel, he gives a little more detail, and that we can understand what's going on, what's happening, and even talks about a couple of the other disciples of the Lord. So if you would turn over to John chapter number 6, and we'll read this passage just for sake of getting the whole story together. So many times if we will study the Scripture, if we'll read all the passages, we'll get the complete story. And so tonight we have in John chapter number 6 this passage given to us beginning in verse number 1. It says, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which was the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them, and were diseased. And Jesus went up to a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come to him. He saith to Philip, 'When shall we buy bread, that these may eat?' And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew that what he would do. Philip answered, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, 'There is a lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what is that among so many?' And Jesus said, 'Make the men sit down.' And there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in numbers of 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and he gave thanks, and distributed to the disciples. The disciples to them, and they sat down, and likewise the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said to the disciples, 'Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.' Therefore they gathered themselves together and filled 12 baskets of fragments and the 5 barley loaves. And there remained over above them that had eaten. And those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did," this is a truth, "that a prophet that should come into the world." And so here's the complete story of what we have. We have the gathering of these 5,000 men that the Scripture tells us about, and besides the women and the children. And so there's a possibility of having at least 10 to 12,000 people here on that hillside listening to Jesus speak and coming to have their diseases healed and having miracles done upon them. And we find here in the Gospel of John that Jesus calls out 2 of his disciples. One of them's Philip, one of them's Andrew. And we find here that every time you see Andrew, you find him in the Scripture always bringing somebody, always in some type of personal work for the Lord. We find the first time you see Andrew, he brought his brother Simon Peter to the Lord. You find later on he's a missionary to the Greeks and he brings Christ to them. And here we might call this child evangelism. He's got this little boy with him. And he says, "All we have here is 5 loaves and 2 fish." Well, what is that? When you consider all the different groups of people and the many people that are here. What is that? There's not sufficient. Philip said, "We don't have enough money. What's 200 penny worth? What's that in comparison to all these things?" So these 2 men here, even as close as they were in the work of the Lord and as good as they were of serving God, They had some basic flaws. Philip looked at the demand and he said, what can we do with 200 penny worth? And Philip looked at the supply and he said, it's not enough. And so they looked at the personal outward appearance and yet did not find any answer. But Jesus had the answer. And as we tried to deal this morning concerning the great physician, how that he has the cure and has all the compassion and the need. And every passage here tonight that we've read, we find that the Scripture says that when the Lord looked upon that crowd, He had compassion upon them. They had such a great need. Now, the little boy is not named here in these verses. He's only mentioned in the Gospel of John. And so we don't know anything about him, nothing about his background, nothing about his family. You can surmise some things that the family sent him, and he was there with that crowd, and he came prepared. Now, maybe the rest of them didn't, but he was prepared. He had 5 barley loaves and had 2 fish, and he came for the endurance, and he was there for the entire gathering. But I want you just to think about this young man. The Scripture doesn't tell us how old he is. We can surmise, we can think about, and our minds, I guess, we picture a little young boy, maybe 12, 13 years old. He may have been younger than that, may have been older than that. The Scripture doesn't say. But he was a lad. Now, the Scripture tells us here that he was just a lad. And he has given to Andrew his 5 loaves and his 2 fish. And he said, and Jesus said, make the men to sit down. And he's going to do a notable miracle in front of all this crowd, in front of the disciples, these men that were followers of the Lord that should have tried their best to get something done where the multitude could have heard more of the message of God, but they said, send them away, send them home, or send them to the villages, and let them buy their own food. We don't have the supply. We don't have the money. We can't take care of them. But I'm glad tonight Jesus could take care of them. And I want to thank 4 easy thoughts tonight about this young man, this lad that is given to us here in the Gospel of John and referred to in the rest of the Gospels. I want you to think about the message that this little boy heard. The things and the words that Jesus had said. Now, we don't have recorded the message that Jesus gave to those multitudes that had gathered around Him. The Bible clearly tells us that there's a great multitude that followed Him. And then one of the passages of Scripture tells us that where we read that the disciples didn't even have time to take their own rest. And the Lord said, let's go to the desert place and come apart for a while and have some time for ourselves. And as they went away, there are still that crowd that's following the Lord. And the Lord looks upon them. And Matthew tells us, and Mark and Luke and John all tell us that Jesus had compassion on them and He spoke to them. Now, I believe the little boy was close enough to hear the words. I believe he was there close enough to understand what was being said because in a group of 10,000, we'll just say 10,000 people, you're not going to hear everything. You're not going to be there available if you're not close. And so the little boy heard and understood and saw the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible tells us in Mark that He told all that they did and he heard the message about how that the Lord had given them the message of everything that they'd ever done. And then in Luke it tells us that the Lord spoke on the kingdom of God. What a great message this little boy heard. What a great message and a time that he could hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was more privileged than you and I. We've never heard the audible voice. We've never sat under the ministry. We've never sat under the words of Jesus Christ. But yet here's this little boy that's come prepared for the day, and he hears about and he sees the compassion. He hears about all that the Lord has told them. He hears the message on the kingdom of God, and all those things moved upon his heart. And what a great message this little boy heard. There was a lad, and he just had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Verse 9 says, there is a lad here. He may have been one of those little boys that was just in the way. Yeah, he may have been one of those that was sort of goofing around. Just let your mind wander. Because one thing for sure, they took note that there was a lad there. They took note that there was a, a child there and a little boy, and they knew that he had food and that he had given them. And so can you imagine the thrill and the thought that this little boy had in his heart and his mind as he heard the good word of the Lord Jesus Christ? The messages of Jesus and the words of God. The Gospel of John tells us in the latter part of John says that the words that Jesus said, if they were all written in a book, that the world would not even contain the volumes of those words. A lot of people think we've got all here that he said. Oh no, we just have what he recorded for us. But if the world had everything Jesus did and everything that Jesus said, John says, could not contain the volumes. And this little boy heard some words that you and I never did hear. He heard some things and he heard some words here of Christ. He heard the message of the Lord that is not recorded in the Word of God. And so he was a privileged young man. And he was there and the message that he heard. And can you just let you imagine, wonder a little bit how that maybe his heart was thrilled that here he is with this man called Jesus. He had probably heard about him because of the many miracles that the Lord was doing. He had heard about all the things that Christ had done and the miracles that had been done. And maybe he was in that group that was following the Lord around there that day, and he is there and he's heard all the messages and he's listened attentively to the Word of God. What a privileged young man that was. And can you imagine the message that he heard? He heard the very Word of God coming from the Son of God, who was God in the flesh. That's a privilege. And we don't have his name, and we don't have anything about him, but I'll tell you what, he was a privileged young man to hear those things. And so there was a message that he heard. Secondly, notice the man that he followed. He wasn't just in the crowd. He was up there right among the people. He wasn't just out there on the fringe area, sitting on the hillside. He was over there listening, as we said, to the message of this man called Jesus. There was a crowd there. The Scripture tells us in Matthew that when they were seated, there was about 5,000 men besides the women and children. Now, there's a possibility there could be 15,000 people here. We don't know how many, but the Lord does tell us there's 5,000 men besides the women and the children. And this little boy, he wasn't out there on the fringe area. He wasn't out there goofing around on the outside, the far distant places from where Jesus was. But I believe he was right there in the midst of that crowd. I believe he was right there watching and listening and hearing Christ. And he was around all the disciples, the Christians of that day. And he was just involved in what he was hearing. And he was involved in the man that he was following. There's no man like Jesus Christ. He caught their attention. He caught the attention of the generations with him. And he caught the attentions of those everywhere he went. There was a crowd that followed him. And so here's this little boy right up here with Jesus Christ, right up in the area where the disciples were. And here he is hanging on every word, the messages that he hears and the words that he hears from the Lord concerning the kingdom of God. I'd like to hear that. There's a lot of questions today about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God on earth and the kingdom of heaven in heaven. And there's a lot of questions unanswered today about that. I'd like to heard what Jesus had to say. And this little boy was privileged to hear that. And so here he is, hearing the message. Here he is with the following of the crowd. And he's with this man called Jesus. There's no man like the Lord. And I believe to children, Jesus was almost magnetic, and the children came unto him. His disciples, on occasion or two, said, "Send the children away." And Jesus said, "No, no. Let them come, unless a man come as a little child." You see, when we come to know the Lord as our Savior, we come as a little child. We don't come in our mentality. We do not come with all that we know. We don't come to know Christ as a brilliant person in the Scripture. It doesn't matter how much we know. It doesn't matter how much we've done. We don't come to the Lord that way. We're not saved that way. We come to the Lord in simple faith believing, just like a little child. If you take a child, whatever age, And as authority a figure, a child will listen and a child will usually believe everything that they are told. That's why so many children of our day and time are snatched away and stolen away and abused, because they're simple enough just to follow someone that they don't need to follow. But here, this little boy, he was following the man called Christ. He was listening to the message that this man was preaching. And he was in the midst of the crowd. And he was watching and hanging on every word. And he was doing what was to be done. He was there in the midst of the disciples. He heard the disciples say, "Send the crowd away." But he heard Jesus say, "No, don't send them away." He heard the disciples say, "Let them go buy their own food." He heard the disciples, what should have been a good point of reference for him or a good influence upon him, he heard them try to discourage people coming to the Lord. But here, this little boy, he followed the Christ. The man that he followed was no other than Jesus Christ. Now, thirdly, let's look at the miracle that he saw. The Scripture says here in verse number 9, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish." I wonder, and I have always wondered in my mind as I read this, I wonder how Andrew and Philip, or especially Andrew, I wonder how they knew what he had. Now, I think probably this little boy maybe had the simplicity about him of saying, "I hear they're, it's getting late, I know it's getting late, and I hear that you're saying send them away, and Jesus says to provide food for them." I can just sort of in my mind's eye see this little boy saying, "Andrew, so you can have my lunch. You can take it for what it's worth." And with 5 loaves and 2 fish, this little boy saw a great miracle. He saw the Lord do something that was out of the ordinary. He saw the Lord do something that could have never been done except it was the Lord Jesus Christ. It was God in the flesh. So here's this little lad, and he gives him his lunch, and he gives it to the Lord. Andrew says, "There's a lad here. There's a little boy here, and he's got 5 loaves and 2 fish." But notice here the doubt in Andrew's mind. He said, "But what are they among so many?" The little boy said, "Here, you can have it." And Andrew said, "Well, what's it worth?" Now, all of them there that day saw this miracle. They partook of the miracle. The Lord blessed the bread. He blessed the fish. He had a crowd to sit down in companies of 50 or 100. I forget, maybe both companies. And he has them set in spots, and the Bible very clearly tells us here that they're on a grassy place. So it's a place where they could sit down comfortably. And they all saw what took place. But this little boy, he said, "That's my food." And again, in my mind's eye, in my thought pattern, I can just see that little boy running around those groups of 50 and say, "You're eating my lunch I gave to the Lord." You see, he saw a miracle there that day that I'm sure he never, never forgot about. He saw a man that made an impression upon him. He saw this man called Jesus that had impressed him to the point that he was willing to offer everything that he had. And now the Lord takes it, and a great miracle has taken place. Not only that, he saw 12 baskets taken up, filled over capacity out of 5 and 2. 5 bread and 2 fish. And here he sees this group manifest, many people multiplied over and over again, receiving the food and getting the nourishment that 5 or 100, 200 penny worth would not buy, and even the villages would not have enough goods for them to partake of and to buy if they had the money. And he sees the Lord taking his 5 loaves and 2 fish and multiplying it and blessing it, and all these 5, 10, 15,000 people are fed that day. I'm sure that little boy took note of that miracle. While the Lord did that with mine, I wonder what the Lord can do with ours. The Lord did this because I offered it to Him. I wonder what the Lord could do with ours if we offer it to Him. That might not be 5 loaves and 2 fish, It could be something even far greater. Or it might be something far less. The song says, little is much when God is in it. You can give to the Lord and He can give back. And so this little boy, he heard the message of Christ. He followed this man called Jesus and he saw the miracle that took place that day. One of the verses that we read, I don't remember which passage it was as we read, but the Bible says Jesus knew what He was going to do. You see, these things didn't take the Lord by surprise. He knew what He was going to do when He was talking to His disciples, and He did this to prove them or to try them, for He knew what He would do. You see, Jesus already knew where that little boy was. And it wasn't because the little boy had made a commotion, maybe it wasn't because he was there right there with, but the Lord knew where the little boy was and knew what the little boy had and knew what He was going to do with it. That's our God. And here's this young lad, and he says, this is all I've got, but you can have it. I wonder what God would ever do with us if we would just come to Him in simple childlike faith and say, this is all I've got, but Lord, you can have it. You know, I believe we have to come to the Lord that way in salvation. When we come to know Christ, when we call upon Him, we're coming and offering ourselves to the Lord and say, this is all I've got. I'm not any good. I'm a sinner. I need help. I need God. I need the things that the Lord has to offer. But Lord, if you'll save me, I'll live for You and I'll serve You. This is all I've got, the little lad said. This is all I have. Just my lunch. Now, somebody had to fix him that lunch. Maybe had a mom, dad, family that fixed him that little lunch, and he carries it down there. I don't know how he carried it. It wasn't in a metal box like our kids do sometimes. It probably wasn't in a Walmart bag and all that, but he had his lunch with him. It had been prepared for him, but he was willing to give it to the Lord. What a great testimony of the grace of God we find here. Here it is, Lord. Here am I. Many times the Scripture tells us that the Lord will use us if we offer ourselves to Him. The Bible says, here am I, Lord. Send me. Use me. And this little boy said, here's my lunch. And dear Lord, You can take it and You can feed the multitude. So here's the message that he heard, the man that he followed, the miracle that he saw, and now the Master that he trusted. You see, Jesus was not just a man now to him. He was a Master that he trusted. Look in John chapter 6 and verse number 11. And Jesus took the loaves. When He had given thanks, He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fishes as much as they would. Here we find Jesus not just being a man now, but now He's a master of what He's doing. He takes the bread, He takes the fish, He gives thanks over it, and He distributes to the disciples. These disciples that said, send them away, now they've got to get busy. They've got all these people sitting down in groups of 50 and 100, and they're scattered all over the hillside, and they had a job to do. They had something now that they had to perform. That may have been why they wanted them to go away. They might not have wanted to work so hard. Now, sometimes we don't want to do what God has in store for us, and we try to find a way out. But now this little boy trusted the Lord because He gave him his lunch. I don't know about you, but I've seen some kids, you try to get their lunch, you're in trouble. We got some kids around here at school, if you try to get their lunch, you've had it. Now we got some that'll freely give it to you so they can get something else they like better. But this little boy, he was willing to give it over to the Lord. And Jesus now is a master in His hands. He takes the bread, He takes the fish. He prays over it, He blesses it. And the Bible very explicitly tells us that He distributes it to the disciples, that they would distribute it to the crowd. And here this little boy sees the Master, and he trusts Him, and he sees the end result. Jesus and the crowd, if it had not been, humanly speaking, if it had not been for this little boy, they may have gone home hungry. Now, Jesus knew what He was going to do, and so that really is not the way it would have happened. But humanly speaking, if the little boy hadn't given his lunch, if he'd been selfish, said, well, I'm going to go over here and I'll eat my own lunch, you can just do the best you can. I know some boys like that too. And he could have said that. But here we find that the Creator of the world, who said He was the bread of life, He didn't even have a morsel of bread of His own that He could hand out to the multitudes and to the crowd. But this little boy said, here's my lunch. You can take it. You can bless it. You can use it because you're Master. You're not just a man now I'm watching. You're not just somebody that I'm infatuated with. You're not just somebody I'm following. I believe you're the Son of God and you're doing something and you can do something with what I give you. This boy gave it all to the Lord. And I believe if we was to give everything we have to the Lord, just ourselves, God would be using us in a mighty, mighty way. The story is told. I don't remember the details of the story, but there was an offering being taken somewhere, and the individual didn't have any money of his own. And when the offering plate came by, he just took it from the hand of the man. He put it on the floor and he put his feet in it. He said, I don't have anything but me to give. That's really what this little boy did. The Master that the little boy trusted. Can you imagine when nighttime fell? It was late in the evening when they was eating. And they began to dwindle away and go to their homes and to their places. Can you let your imagination wander and say, I wonder what the little boy felt. I wonder what this unnamed child said when he got home. I have no idea, but I guarantee he told a story. Probably wasn't believable, but he told the story. Oh, Mom, I saw this man. And there's a group and a multitude following him. There wasn't any food, and I give him mine. And he blessed it and broke it and gave everybody, all those 10,000 people, gave them all the food. And I can just hear Mom say, Son, be quiet and quit telling me all those stories. That's what happened. And he goes, and this little boy tells his family what takes place. And it was all because he gave everything that he had that others had the supply. You know, tonight, if we would just let that penetrate our heart, if we would give ourselves to the Lord, give our lives, our hope, and everything we have unto the Lord, it's no telling how many people we can touch. And how many people we can supply the gospel to and the message to. You could turn this around to be a missionary emphasis, a message real easy. Because of this little boy's willingness to give all that he had, multitudes were given supply and multitudes were able to not be famished, and they had their food and they had their goods there, all because he was willing to do and willing to give. And sometimes we have a hard time doing all that we do and giving what we give. But this little boy heard a message. This little boy met a man. This little boy saw a miracle. And this little boy trusted a Master. And he gave him all that he had and said, you do with it as you will. And all the details are not given to us in Scripture. But I'll tell you what, I believe when we get to heaven, I believe one of the good things to know is what happened that afternoon. What happened that day when that little boy heard a message, when that little boy followed a man, when that little boy saw a miracle. Wonder what the impact of that was to not just he and his family, but what about the impact of the 5,000 men? What about the impact upon, besides women and children? What about those other 5, 8, 10,000 people? The impact that little boy's faith had upon them. Oh yes, this little boy had a story to tell. And every once in a while we sing that song, We've a Story to Tell to the Nations. It's a story of the good gospel grace of God that we have before us. And the only way that they'll ever hear is that we're willing to give what we have. Sometimes even ourselves in the service of the Lord. So this little boy, he had a story. It's not recorded in the Scripture, but I'll guarantee you he had a story. Just because it's not in there doesn't mean it didn't happen. So I can let my imagination do what it wants to on that and not run wrong. But Caleb, how old are you? You're 12 years old. Let's say that little boy's 12 years old. If that happened to Caleb, I wonder what he'd do when he got home. Why, he'd tell everybody around. 12-year-old boy. A notable miracle took place, and a wonderful miracle happened, and thousands of people were fed, and Jesus shows His deity and shows His power. And it's so great that the Lord has inspired Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to record only that miracle in every gospel. Here's this little boy. He said, I've got a story. You know what? If that little boy grew up and died to be an old man, he never forgot about that day on the hillside when he met a man. He never forgot about that day he gave the master his bread and his fish. He never forgot the stories. He never forgot the message of the kingdom of God. He had heard it. He experienced it. Then he got involved in it. Well, I'm glad one day I heard the gospel. I'm glad I experienced the gospel. And I'm certainly glad I'm involved in it. May God help us to give of ourselves unto the Lord. To give Him what little we have. The disciples said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. What is that with all this crowd? Jesus said, stand back and I'll show you what it is. And sometimes the devil will tell us, well, you don't have anything to offer God. You don't have anything to do in the work of the Lord. You don't have anything worthwhile. Just give it to the Lord and let Him show you what it's worth. Just give it over to God and let Him multiply it and manifest it and involvement in it. Just challenged to be like this little lad that said, here it is, it's all I have, and you can have it. I'll guarantee you, he had a story. And he told that story from the time of that moment until the time he died, of that man that he met, the message that he heard, and the master that he followed. May God help us to do the same thing, to have Him as our Lord and Savior, Master, soon coming King. And may we tell everybody what Jesus has done for us. Let's stand together tonight.